100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday, and it's another day, but it's time for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was binge, I think. You would think I would keep these up in a tab while doing this and have a script, but after a few hundred, you just kind of lose track. Anyway, let's take a look at the inbox, and it's a little light, and I think some of y'all are taking your time or maybe taking a break, and that's cool. Sometimes I feel like taking a break too, so I write up a bunch of stories down the schedule, and just relax. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back with you in a little bit.
Greetings, Jay Radimus here. I almost didn't make my promise from last week, but I guess we can thank insomnia and stress for waking me up in the middle of the night. Well, this is what has come out. My story is called Binge Therapy. He learned to binge eat himself into a food coma to silence his insecurities. He learned how to binge drink himself into oblivion to subdue his memories. He had tried binge shopping, but that hadn't done anything but drain his wallet. His newest therapy was to binge watch himself into a stupor to distract the boredom. But now he was truly lost for medicine. What could he binge on to ease the rage and frustration he felt when the woman he was supposed to grow old with was taken before they were even grandparents? Maybe he could try binge killing the assholes responsible. Well, thanks, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 807, with a prompt of binge. Tom, before I get started, I have to apologize for stepping on your toes last week. I hadn't meant to do that. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert and Sabrina walked through the cold afternoon mist to the back doors of the girls' and boys' locker room. They stood next to a soda machine that the students binged empty each time as soon as it was filled. Everyone else appeared to be waiting for the class bell, where it was warm in the cafeteria, the library, or even just hanging out in the halls. "What did you want to show me?" Sabrina asked. "Watch this," Bilbert said, holding his hands out to his sides. He slowly rose off the ground. Sabrina raised a single slender eyebrow. "So?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I don't like to be pigeonholed, but if you must insist, I'd rather you didn't tar me with the same brush as others, just because their activities follow a similar pattern. I am not a serial killer, never gone on a killing spree, and I'm no assassin or professional hitman. If anything, I'd have to describe myself as a binge killer. You know how it goes. I behave myself, sometimes for months on end, Then something happens. Maybe a celebratory occasion, or bad news. And I just go a bit overboard. And yes, I always feel dreadful. The morning after.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic binge. I can't understand how people binge on box sets, have movie marathons, or watch a whole season in one session. After sitting through just one film, my seat is feeling uncomfortable. I'm getting a little bored and irritable, and my inner voice is prompting me to get up and do something more productive instead. I'm that person who never made it halfway through Gladiator. Give me a decent book, though, and hours can pass before I put it down. And, invariably, at the end, I'll find myself thinking, that would make an awesome movie. But I wouldn't watch it. There you go. All done. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back in the day, you had to watch shows when the stations aired them. Then came videotape, and you could buy the series. Waiting for them to come all at once, and then watch them all in one sitting. Same with DVDs and Blu-rays. When online came about, you could get the discs streamed when they were released. Until the day came that a whole series would be released all at once. Everyone would binge-watch it, and work the next day would be people sleeping in or talking about the series. I'd sick out, just to avoid the spoilers.
And there you have it. Everything that dropped into the mailbox at 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge on the topic of binge. You can check out the text of the stories in the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And if you're running a little late or wanted to take your time on this one, well, I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post if you want me to. The topic of the next week's weekly challenge, once again, you would think, well, I got that up. Hold on. It's after. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click weekly challenge, and there you'll see instructions on how to be a part of all this. Plenty of room. Anyway, y'all have yourselves a good day. Thank y'all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.